Here it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this week, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call joined another lawsuit against President Trump's administration.
Call joins 19 other attorneys general in a lawsuit challenging cuts to National Health and Human Services programs.
In the lawsuit, Call says that the HHS cuts, quote, threaten Wisconsin efforts to remove lead in Milwaukee schools, reduce maternal deaths, and prevent youth tobacco use.
And just this morning, the Attorney General's office announced the state is joining another lawsuit, this one over cuts to congressionally approved federal funding for electric vehicle infrastructure. Attorney General Josh Call is here to explain Wisconsin's position in those and other lawsuits. Attorney General Call, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this HHS funding cut lawsuit. You joined this, you announced this on Tuesday. Can you explain your position here, why Wisconsin is involved in this?
Yeah, well, this is now the fourth suit that we have specifically relating to actions by the Department of Health and Human Services. And what's going on at that department is deeply concerning to me. We've seen a mix of conspiracy theories and this approach from DOGE of just recklessly slashing programs. And one of the places that that's really playing out is in the HHS program specifically. The plan that Secretary Kennedy has is to slash about 20,000 employees from that department. He has shut down or is in the process of shutting down some regional offices. And critical services that HHS provides are either being stopped or being dramatically reduced. One example is SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They do really important work relating to mental health and substance use disorder. But he's trying to slash the number of employees there in half. And we've alleged that because of what they're doing, they're not going to be able to fulfill a number of statutory mandates that they have. So this is causing harms to states. It's causing harms to the public. And we've gone to court to stop this from moving forward.
And that's a key part of this and other suits, whatever you might think of these decisions as policy decisions. You and other attorneys general are making the case that this violates federal laws in a way that do harm here in Wisconsin. Can you spell that out a little more?
That's right. You know, there are two things that I consider when I decide whether to get Wisconsin involved in a multi-state suit like this. One is there a policy that is harmful to Wisconsinites? And as I talked about here, that's part of what's going on. But secondly, do we have a strong legal basis for bringing a suit? It doesn't serve any purpose for us to file a suit if I don't like a policy, but we don't have a good legal basis for challenging it. But here we've argued that there are numerous laws that the Department of Health and Human Services is not going to be complying with as a result of its actions. And that's something we've really seen throughout these lawsuits is not just the Trump administration making bad policy decisions, but really flouting the laws and ignoring them, treating acts of Congress that were passed by Congress and signed into law by a president, not as something that they are required to uphold, but as something they can ignore. And that's part of the reason we've had some of the success we have. And it's the basis for a number of the suits we've been filing as well.
That number, I believe, has grown to 15 by my count with the announcement this morning of another lawsuit, this one over electric vehicle infrastructure. Our reporters have talked about what this could mean for plans to boost that infrastructure here in Wisconsin. Talk us through this lawsuit.
Well, this is a good example of the point we were just talking about. So as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law, Congress set up a program to fund electric vehicle infrastructure around the country. There are funds going to states across the U.S. And here in Wisconsin, we are in line to receive over $60 million funds to support electric vehicle infrastructure. And whether or not President Trump agrees with that policy, it's the law of the land. And despite that, his administration has said that they're not going to award the funds that were passed into law by Congress and signed into law by President Biden. And that's just not how our system of government works. The president's job is to faithfully execute the laws. And what we have Donald Trump here doing instead is disregarding those laws and attempting to, by fiat, essentially ignore them. And that is just not how our system of government works. We have a constitutional republic, and he's ignoring that. Now, this also has bad policy effects because it would undermine our efforts to address climate change. And it's going to mean that jobs that would go would be created to create this infrastructure won't be able to move forward. People won't be able to get hired because these funds are being stalled. So we've gone to court to seek the release of these funds. And because this is part of a statute that was signed into law, I'm very confident that we're going to be successful in this case.
Checking in on another ongoing suit now that you joined in, cuts to the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the Minority Business Development Agency, and the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. You challenged those cuts this week. A preliminary injunction issued. That isn't the end of the story, of course. These things get resolved and appealed in different ways. What does this injunction mean at this point?
Well, a preliminary injunction is an order that blocks, in this case, the Trump administration from moving forward with what it's trying to do. So this is a significant win for us. As you indicated, it's preliminary. This isn't the final ruling in the case. But what this means is that while the case plays out, unless there's either an appeal, which there likely will be, that leads to a different result, or until this case gets a final resolution, the Trump administration is blocked from effectively dismantling these three services. There are three of them here that are at issue. One is the Institute of Museum and Library Services, also the Minority Business Development Agency, and the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. And I want to highlight in this case some of what's going on with these reckless DOGE-inspired cuts, because you know the Institute of Museum and Library Services helps to fund libraries and museums in communities across the country. And libraries, of course, can be critical institutions in communities all over Wisconsin and all over the country. They provide kids with access to books, and they provide adults with access to books. But they're also critical community meeting spaces. And while that may not mean a lot if you're, you know, a billionaire like Elon Musk, it's important to communities across Wisconsin. And so slashing them to save a few dollars that can go towards a tax cut for some of the richest people in the country, while that may seem like a good idea to Elon Musk, it's leaving communities behind. And that's a theme that we're seeing throughout these attacks on our government from the Trump administration. So that's part of the reason we've taken action here. And so far, we've received this favorable ruling on the preliminary injunction. And again, I'm hopeful that we will be successful in this case, because these are agencies that were created by Congress, and the president can't unilaterally dismantle them.
We're talking about Wisconsin's involvement in several lawsuits against actions taken by President Trump and his administration. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is with us. Attorney General Call, a cynical observer might say, oh, Democratic Attorney General challenging a Republican president. This is just politics as usual. Can you make the case that there's something deeper involved here, something more at stake?
Well, there are a couple things I would point to. So first, what we are seeing from the Trump administration really is unprecedented. You know, we've talked about a few of the cases where the president is just ignoring the law, but that's happening on a widespread scale. You know, we've got a case involving his effort to undermine birthright citizenship, for example. And birthright citizenship is written into the U.S. Constitution. There's U.S. Supreme Court precedent. There's federal law that provides precedent. And the Trump administration isn't trying to hide the fact that they're ignoring the law. They're open about how they are stopping the funds of congressionally appropriated, or stopping the distribution of congressionally appropriated funds. They have suggested, or at least senior members of the administration have suggested that they can flout court orders. So we are seeing a pretty widespread attack on our very system of government, on the Constitution, and on the rule of law. And I don't think there's really any doubt about what's going on from the Trump administration here. The question for all of us is, how are we going to respond to this? How are AGs, how is Congress, how are citizens in our country responding to this? And my view is that our constitutional system and the rule of law are fundamentally important, and we need to do what we can to protect them. So we've been stepping up and taking action. And the results we're getting, I think, speak for themselves. You know, one of the cases that we're involved in was this widespread effort to freeze federal funding, which would have caused catastrophic events to all sorts of critical programs. And in that case, you know, we got a preliminary injunction blocking the administration from going forward. In another case, there was an effort to block funds that had been appropriated for research into cancer and other dangerous diseases through the NIH. And we got an order there blocking the administration as well. In fact, in that case, the administration agreed to a permanent injunction. So we've been successful in court, because these are sound legal challenges. And it's a high standard to get these preliminary orders blocking somebody from going forward. And yet we've gotten some critical rulings, and I'm hopeful we will get several more as these cases move forward.
We've seen instances where after a federal judge rules against the Trump administration, Republican members of Congress have called for impeachment or funding cuts to the particular courts they're in. Just talk so far, no serious action taken that I've seen. But are you concerned about that response and that threat to judges who don't rule in the review of those members of Congress in the right way?
Absolutely. This is fundamental to our system of government. We've got three co-equal branches of government. The executive branch led by the president is one of them, but the judiciary is a second co-equal branch, and they have a vitally important role to play in ensuring that the Constitution and laws are upheld. And it's important to note here that the judges who have been ruling against the Trump administration, some have been appointed by Democratic presidents, but some have been appointed by Republican presidents, even some appointed by Donald Trump himself. And so this is happening with judges appointed by both political parties. And Congress's response so far has been incredibly disappointing. It's often Congress's authority that the president is infringing on here. These are laws in some cases that Congress passed. And Donald Trump is ignoring those laws. It's critical that branch of government step up and stand up for the rule of law, including the separation of powers, rather than trying to further this effort by attacking a co-equal branch. You know, and when the founders of this country created our system of government, they created these co-equal branches to preserve our liberty and to protect it. And some of the most eloquent decisions on these issues come from conservative judges and justices. And so to see Republicans in Congress abandoning that idea to line up behind Donald Trump is disappointing. And I hope we will see a change in approaches as we move forward.
Attorney General Call, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Josh Call, Attorney General of Wisconsin, joining us for a look at Wisconsin's most recent lawsuits challenging Trump administration actions.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, Wisconsinites in the fashion industry explain how the trade war will affect their clothing lines.
Maybe inspire people to think a little harder about the clothing that they buy, because some of the what was formerly very cheap clothing is going to become more expensive.
The view from the brand Fair Indigo. That's ahead on WPR News.